Today's shiur is Masechta Yuma, Daf Samach Vav, and we will begin on Daf Samach Vav Amar Aleph, the last word, Ella, of the sixth line. In the previous shiur, the Gemara had asked the Kasha, the Rabbi Yehuda taught us in Masechta Shkolim that if because of a Geneva or a Aveda, people of a city gave Shkolim twice in 1 year, they would not have to give Shkolim the next year. The fact that they gave Shkolim twice this year absolves them of the need to give Shkolim next year. So the Gemara asked, if so, the Braisa teaches us that if the par or the sor of the Yom Kippur were lost and other ones were brought, and then the original par v'soyer were found, the halacha Rabbi Yehuda says is yemusu, they should be left to die. Ask the Gemara, why should they be left to die? Why don't we just save them for next year? And the Gemara, in the previous year, attempted to say a number of terutzim for this din, that the Gemara refuted each teretz. Says now, Ella Amar Rava, answers the Gemara, Gzeir Mishum Takala. We're concerned that if these animals will be left all year, they will be misused. Somebody will use them for their own purposes during this year, which is of course Osir, given that they're Hegdish, and that's why we don't want to save them for this entire year. The Tanya, as we learned in the Braisa, Ein Magdishim, one may not make anything Hegdish, Ve Marichim, the Torah speaks about Erchin, that every person, based on their age and their gender, has a value, that if they would say Erch, if they would say that this person's Erch, he has to give to Bedek Abayis, Ve Machrimim, Achayrim, Rashi explains, is if a person says an item is Chayrim, it has to be given to Bedek Abayis, and all these halachas don't apply b'zman hazeh. Somebody shouldn't make these things nowadays because of takala, says the Braisa. However, higdish v'herichrim, if somebody does do this, behema, if it's a behema t'akar, what that means we'll see in a moment, peris ksus v'kelim, if it's produce, clothes or utensils, yirkavu, we should let them decompose. Mas v'klimachas, money and metal utensils which don't decompose, yoyel chanol yamamelech, we should take their value and put it into the Dead Sea where they won't be used. Vezi ikur, what is ikur? Noel delz l'faneh, we close the door in front of the animal, v'mesameleh, and it dies from starvation. So the Mishnah, the Gemara is teaching us now, there is a concept of takala. As we said, Rashi defines marichin, machrimim, bedek habayis. And all the cases that are therefore mentioned as braisa are situations where somebody should not donate something to bedek habayis, since unfortunately we don't have a beis hamikdash, and these items may be misused during this time till it's delivered to the bedek habayis. Tosfos says that another pshat in chayrim means chermei kohanim, and even though Tosfos says kohanim we still have, so perhaps one should be allowed to make a chayrim for kohanim nowadays. So Tosfos says even a chayrim for kohanim should not be made nowadays for two reasons. Number one, he says, given that we don't have a beis hamikdash and people are not that focused on the issue of kachim, so we're concerned that they're not going to treat even the cherem kahanim properly, and therefore even cherem kahanim should not be made. Furthermore, says Tosfos, that since we don't have the base of Middash, so kahanim are not that focused on their kahuna, because they're not serving in the base of Middash anyway, so that's why even cherem kahanim should not be made. Tosfos also asks that the Gemara Masech the Shabbos says that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah gave every year 12,000 animals for Maisa. And asked Tosfos that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah lived most of his life after the Churban. Tosfos says, he makes a calculation, that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah could not have been older than 15 years old when the Churban took place. And we're saying that after the Churban, people should avoid making Hegdish. So Tosfos answers that perhaps when the Gemara says that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah gave Maisar, is referring before he was 15 years old, but his apotropis, the administrator of his estate, did it, who was a gadol. Or says Tosfos that even though we're learning now in our Gemara that after the Churban, Chazal were misakin that people should stop making these things for Hegdish because of the Takala, however, that Kseira was not made, says Tosfos, immediately after the Churban. It took a while till that Takana was put into effect, and those were the years where Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah gave this tremendous amount of Maisa that is mentioned in Masechta Shabbos. Ask the Gemara, what does Takala mean? We're saying that the Par V'sor of Yom Kippur that was not used this year should not be saved for next year because of Takala. Takala demai, what do we mean by Takala? Itakala da krova, if we're concerned that somebody is going to use it for different carbon during this year, ask the Marafil Kalrius Nami. We've learned so many different times where the Gemara says the halacha on an animal is Yirat Shiyastav. We should put it away till it becomes Balmum and then sell it. Why are we concerned by those animals that they will be used improperly and be brought as a carbon improperly? Ita called the Gizva Void. If the concern is that one may come to shear the wool from this animal or work with the animal, which is of course prohibited given that this animal is designated as a carbon, again ask the Gemara, afilo korius nami, any animal designated for ria, we should have that concern. Why is the concern limited to this situation? Answers the Gemara, la'olam takala dakrova, we are concerned that instead of waiting for next year Yom Kippur, they will use the carbon during the year. However, an animal that's designated for ria, for grazing, that we don't have to be, that's not ever designated for the mizbeach, loitard behu, the person isn't thinking about bringing this to the mizbeach. This animal is not designated at all to be brought to the mizbeach. Therefore, we're not concerned for takala. However, hanach, these animals that are to be used on Yom Kippur, the basakrova, he that is used and will be used on the Mizbeach, Tard Behu, the person is thinking about using this as a carbon, and since he's constantly thinking about using it as a carbon, there's a real concern that he will, at the end, put it on the Mizbeach before next year, Yom Kippur. Ask Rabbeinu Eliyakim, a Rishon. He says, we're saying now, that an animal that's not designated to be brought on the Mizbeach, we never have to be concerned about Takala. So he says, why can't we be Magdish nowadays? Any animal that we're Magdish nowadays is not designated for Akrava. We don't have a Beis HaMikdash. Answers Rabbeinu Eliyakim. A Jew lives with a Muna. A Jew who's Magdish an animal for a carbon is living with the amuna that the Beis HaMikdash is going to be built. So it's about Sakrava for him. And therefore, we're concerned for Takala, and because of that concern, the Gemara, the Braisa tells us, don't designate animals for Hegdish. And indeed, that is the halacha, as it says in Shulchan Aruch, that one should not be Magdish anything nowadays because of Takala. Moreover, the Ramah says, one should not use the language of Magdish, because the word Magdish means Hegdish by the Kabbayis, Hegdish for the Beis HaMikdash, which unfortunately is impossible. If someone wants to give tzedakah, wants to donate tzedakah, he should say, I'm being Magdishit for tzedakah, he should express which cause he wants to give it for, but don't use the word Hegdish. However, most Rishonim say that if somebody did use the word Hegdish, we do not assume that he meant by the Kabbayis, as we unfortunately don't have a Beis HaMikdash, and the person could use it for whatever tzedakah cause he meant or wants to. If the person says that he really did have in mind Hekdesh, which he shouldn't have done, Rabbeinu Tam says we should attempt to annul the neder, to be matan neder, and explain to him, when you made this neder, did you realize that it would be a neder that's unfortunately impossible to fulfill? And if we'll say, I didn't recognize the difficulty in accomplishing this neder, then the neder is annulled, and he could now do with the money as he pleases. If a person was magdish something, and he doesn't, and he's not matan neder, what should be done? So the machlokes rishonim. Rabbeinu Tam says that since the halacha is the midaraisa, when something is hegdish, midaraisa it could be redeemed on a pruta. Of course, Trabonin said that we should not, so to speak, cheat hegdish and just redeem an item which is hegdish for a pruta. But since now, says Rabbeinu Tam, we anyway don't have a hegdish to give the money to, we can redeem it on a pruta. Other Rishonim, Rabbeinu Yoina says, just to redeem it in a pruta is improper. It should be redeemed on Dalet Zuzim, something more significant. Tosfos, in fact, draws a distinction between karka, between real estate and metaltlin. He says it's easier to redeem metaltlin because there's more of a concern of takol by metaltlin than by karka. And yet other Rishonim, the Rimigash, hold that one should redeem it even now for full value and put the money away for when the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt. Says the Gemara, the Takala Atzmai, this concept that we establish now of the concern of Takala, Tanoihi, is Machloikas Tanoim. The Tanya Chodah we learned in the Braisa, Pesach Shloi Karabarishin, that the current Pesach wasn't brought on Pesach Rishin, Yikra B'Sheni. It should be brought on Pesach Sheni. And as Rashi explains, certainly, if the person who put away this animal as a Karban Pesach could not bring it on Pesach Rishon, he became Tomei, he was Bederek Rechayka, he should bring it on Pesach Sheni. But more than that, let's say he did bring a Pesach Rishon, and he has this extra animal, he could sell it to someone who needs it. B'Sheni, if it wasn't brought on Pesach Sheni, Yikrav L'Shan of Haba, it should be brought next year. V'tanya Yidach, yet there's another braisa that says, Lo Yikrav, it shouldn't be brought next year. My lav, says the Gemara, isn't the Machlaikas, but Takola Pligi, they're arguing, are we worried if we're going to let this animal remain in this person's home for the whole year, he may improperly use it. The Tanakam is not concerned, and the second braisa is concerned, says the Gemara, Loi. The Kula Alma, Lechashin Takola. Everyone, no one will be concerned about the color, perhaps. What is the machloikas between these two braises? For Hocha Beplukta, the Rebbe Rabbanon Kamifiki, the machloikas evolves, the machloikas that we spoke about yesterday between Rebbe and Rabbanon. How do we count a year? Because the halacha is that the Karban Pesach has to be less than a year old. According to Rebbe, we learned yesterday, we count the year 365 days. We follow the solar year. So from 1 year Pesach to the next year Pesach, there are only 354 days in the Jewish lunar year. So the animal could still be below a year old and be used next year Pesach. However, the Rabbanan say we count from anniversary date to anniversary date. So this animal that was set aside for this year Pesach, by definition, will be over a year old by next year Pesach and will not be usable. Rebbe, the brice that allows the animal to be reused is Rebbe. Harabonon, the brice that says that it cannot be reused is going according to the Rabbonon. Ask the Ritva. We learned this week that the halacha is that a Karban Pesach automatically becomes a shlomim when it's no longer before Pesach. So what's the concern of Takala? It'll be brought, it's a shlomim. So Ritva says, certainly according to the Shittos that say that a Karban Pesach doesn't automatically become a Karban Shlomim. It requires a Kira. It requires to be uprooted from a Karban Pesach to Karban Shlomim. It's not a question. But even according to the Shittos, that a Kira is not required, as long as the Pesach can be used as a Karban Pesach, the halacha is that it doesn't become a Karban Shlomim, and that's why saying, says the Ritva, that it's automatically a Karban Shlomim is not correct. However, ask the Gemara, V'atanya, V'chein Amos, Even money that was put away for Karban Pesach, there's a machloikis, can it be saved for next year or not? Now, by money, there's no concern that the animal is going to be too old. No, it's obvious that the Takola pligi, that the machloikis is regarding Takola. The first brice is not concerned about Takola, the second brice is Shmamina. Says the Siach Yitzchak, even though we've established that the machloik, there is a machloikis about Takola, he says the machloikis is only about saving the animal from this year to next year. Since it's a whole year in between, there's a real concern that that animal may be misused. However, to save an animal that was designated from Pesach Rishon till Pesach Sheni, says the Siach Yitzchak, is certainly not an issue, because it's only a month from Yudalad Nisan to Yudalad Iyar, and nobody would be concerned about the Kola. And as we leave this sugya, certainly we should recognize that the concept of the Kola is relevant to us also. The Pesachim discuss about one not being allowed to leave in his home non-kosher food items, non-kosher utensils. The halacha is one's not allowed to bake milk, dairy bread. All of these things are because takala, because if they are in your home, chas v'shalom, they may be accidentally used improperly. Continues the Mishnah in discussing the Seder Hayoyim, the schedule of the day of Yom Kippur. Now the Kohen Gadol comes to the Sarah Mishtaleach. He puts his two hands on it and says, Vidu. He used to say, Ona Hashem, Chatu Avu Pashul Fenecha Amcha Beis Yisrael. Klai Yisrael has sinned. Chatu Shoygig. Avu Uz Mezid. Pashul Uz, they rebelled. Ona Hashem, Kapanol Chatos, Lavoinus Lepshoim. Shechatu Vishavu Shepashul Fenecha. Amcha Beis Yisrael, Kakosu Besoris Moshe Avdech Oleimor, Kiviyom Ezei Yichap Aleichem, L'tar Eschem, B'kol Achat Eseichem, L'fnei Hashem, T'taru. And the Mepharshim point out that this vidui that the Kohen Gadol said on Yom Kippur seems to be missing some of the key elements of vidui. One key element of vidui is that the person has to mention the Aveira. And here, the Kohen Gadol just says Chata Avah Pashu, but didn't say the Aveira. Furthermore, we know that an important aspect of tshuva is Kabbalah Labo, that the person accepts not to do the Aveiras anymore, which is also lacking in this Nusach that the Kohen Gadol says. Explain the Mepharshim that this Vidui is not the classical concept of Vidui, where a person says Vidui is part of his tshuva process. Rather, this is a part of a Nusach HaTfilah. On Yom Kippur, there's a Nusach HaTfilah that the Kohen Gadol has to say and demand that Klal Yisrael are being misvadet HaKadosh Baruch Hu, recognizing the power of the day of Yom Kippur, recognizing that on Yom Kippur HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mechaper our aveiros. And in fact, we find this concept in our tefilos, because in our tefilos we say, each one of us say vidui when we say the Shemoneh Esrei, our own private Shemoneh Esrei, but then there's also vidui said with the Shliach Tzibur. Those are the two concepts of vidui of Yom Kippur. The Kahanim va'am haim ba'azora, the Kahanim and the rest of the people that stood in the Azora, shahoyu shemim mefarish, when they would hear the Kohen mention HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name, sheyotzim pa'in Kohen Gadol, when the Kohen Gadol said it, ha'yikarim shtachim naim l'fneim, they used to bow and lay down on the floor, v'ayim baruch shem k'vayim achus alaylam v'ad. There's a machloikis, if this, that they lay down on the floor when they heard the Shem Hashem, was every time the Kohen Gadol said the Shem Hashem, it was only in this 10th time. Because as we learned, the Kohen Gadol mentioned Hashem Hashem 10 times during Yom Kippur. Was it just during this 10th time that we're mentioning now, or was it every time? Some say it was every time. What's the difference? Others say, since our Mishnah only mentions this, that they were Korei Mishtachva this time, it means only this time they were Korei Mishtachva, no other time. The Rizal says that the Mishnah uses the word shuyotzim pi Kohen Gadol. It came out of the Kohen Gadol's mouth, so to speak. It came out by itself it came out from Shamayim that the Kohen Gadol's mouth said this name. Avashem. The Rishonim say that the Shem HaMefarish that's being mentioned here is not that they said the Shem Yudkei Vovkei, just pronounced the Yudkei Vovkei. Because if the halacha were that every time the Yud Kei Vav Kei is mentioned, they would have to be Karei Mishtachva, every time the Kohanim did the Nesias Kapayim in the Beis HaMikdash, they mentioned the Yud Kei Vav Kei name. It must be that it's referring to the special Shem that was made out of Mem Beis Osius, 42 letters, that was only mentioned on Yom Kippur. Furthermore, the Mefarshim ask, it says here that when they heard the Shem HaMefarish, the Kohanim and the Am. So the question is, why do we have to mention the Kohanim separately from the rest of Klal Yisrael? Aren't the Kohanim members of Klal Yisrael? So the Pachi Yitzchak answers that even the Kohanim who were in the Azara doing the Avoid, doing different aspects of the Avoida, so one would think that they shouldn't interrupt the Avoida to bow down, teaches us the Mishnah, all Kohanim in the Azara bow down when the Shem Hashem was mentioned. Other Mefarshim explain, the Prima Gadim explains, that it was only the Kohanim and the Am that bowed down, but the Kohen Gadol, who was the one that mentioned the Shem Hashem, did not bow down after he mentioned it. When we had spoken previously about what happened when the Kohen Gadol mentioned the Shem Hashem, we mentioned that there were Rishonim that said there was only someone who stood in the Azara that would bow down and say Baruch Shem when the Kohen Gadol mentioned the Shem HaMefarish. And there's a riot to that because our Mishnah mentions Hayoyim Din Bazara. Why does the Mishnah have to say Shayoyim Din Bazara? Obviously they were standing in the Azara, to differentiate between the people who were standing in the Azara and everyone else. One more point. We know that the halacha is that if someone, Chas V'Shalom, said the Shem Hashem by mistake, the halacha is one should say Baruch Shem Kvoy Machus Elohim Avod. And the Mefarshim ask, where does that come from, that he should say Baruch Shem Kvoy Machus Elohim Avod for saying Shem Hashem? So the answer is that it's based on our Mishnah. Our Mishnah shows us how important and how special the Shem Hashem should be treated. That in the Beis HaMikdash, when the Shem Hashem was mentioned, everybody hearing it immediately declared Baruch Shem Kavai Machus Elohim Avod. So if a person, Chas V'Shalom, accidentally mispronounced the Shem Hashem, pronounced it when he shouldn't have, he should immediately declare Baruch Shem Kvoy Machus Elohim Avod. Even though I made this mistake and I didn't mention the Shem Hashem properly, Chas V'Shalom, don't believe, I don't want anyone to think that I don't have the proper respect for the Shem Hashem. Just like Klal Yisrael and Azara showed that tremendous respect for the Shem Hashem by saying Baruch Shem, I too am declaring Baruch Shem. I certainly respect the Shem Hashem. Continues the Mishnah, Masra Elimi Shayim Melichai, the Kohen Gadol would give over the Sar Lazazel to the person who would ultimately take the Sar Lazazel. The Achroinim, the Sfasem is discussed, is it just that he had to pass it on, or do you have to actually put it into his hands? Says the Mishnah, Hakul Ksherim Lelichai, actually everyone is qualified to be the person to take the Sar Lazazel to the Midbar. El Sh'asu Kahanim G'dolim Kvad, the Kahanim G'dolim made a rule, V'loi Menichem Es Yisrael Lelichai, they did not allow Yisraelim to carry it. And the Mefarshim explain what number of reasons why. One is that they wanted that everything done on Yom Kippur should be done through the Kohanim. Another reason is that since we might come to believe, as we will learn in the Gemara, that the Sar Lazazel is not for the Kohanim, so they wanted to show that we too need to participate in the Sar Lazazel to the degree that we ask that one of the Kohanim should be the one to carry it. Another reason given is that the Medrash says that whoever was the one that carried out the Saul Azazel did not survive the year. So what the Kohanim was saying was to Yisraelim, you would say that for the special jobs of Yom Kippur, that we want to do ourselves. But the job that has this danger attached to it, that we'll give to the Yisraelim. The Kohanim didn't want the Yisraelim to accuse them of that, so that's why they insisted that a Kohen be the one to carry out the Saul Azazel. Amrav Yosi, Maisav Alicha Asla. There was a story that Arsala carried it, V'Yisrael Hoya, and he was Yisrael. So there are two ways how to explain Rabbi Yossi Shita. Some Rishonim explained that Rabbi Yossi is disagreeing, and Tanakam said a Kohen carried out, says Rabbi Yossi, no, I could tell you that Arsala, who was a Yisrael, carried out. Others say that Rabbi Yossi is not arguing. The Sikh Yitzchak explains, Rabbi Yossi is not arguing. What he's saying is, you said that, we just learned that Mi'ikar Hadin, a Yisrael may carry it out. Says Rabbi Yossi, I'll prove to you that Mi'ikar Hadin Yisrael may carry it out, because there was indeed a year that Arsala, who was a Yisrael, was the one that was asked and chosen to carry it out. The Kevis Asaloi, and they made a ramp, a walkway for the person carrying it out, the Bavlaim, because the Bavlaim, Shemetal Shemesairai, that would tear the hair, V'armeloi Tulotzei, go out quickly. There's a Machlekes Rishonim, what did they do? Some say that they would push the person, the Shliach, carrying out the Saul Azazel, and in order to protect that Shliach, they made this ramp. And others say that they would push the animal, they would tear the hair from the animal, Tovet say, go out quickly, we don't want our Averis to be anymore, because this represents the Kapara and the Averis of Klal Yisrael. The Satm Rebbe says a vart. He says, why did they have to build a kevis? What they should have done is had Shaitrim, they should have had officers stand along the route that this messenger was going to protect him. Why did they have to build a kevis? So he says, these people who were pushing the person or pushing the animal had very righteous intentions. They wanted to get rid of the Averis of Klal Yisrael. They were wrong in the way they did it, but their intentions were right. Says the Satmar Rebbe, when we see that a person has the right intention, when the person wants to do a mitzvah, we should never take somebody and tell him you're doing the wrong thing. There should be a kevis, there should be a walkway, that they shouldn't be able to accomplish what they want to accomplish. But don't tell the person you have a varmkeit, you have a geschmack, that you want to go do a mitzvah, and we're going to cool it off. That's an inappropriate way of treating people who want to do a mitzvah. Says the Gemara. Mishnah mentioned what the Kohen Gadol said on the Saul Azazel. However, observes the Gemara, V'ilu b'nei Aaron am k'tshecha l'ikamar. The Kohen didn't refer to the Kohanim having kapara through the Saul Azazel. Man Tana, who's the Tana of our Mishnah? Our Rabbi Yirmiyah, the like Rabbi Yehuda. Our Mishnah isn't like Rabbi Yehuda. Dik Rabbi Yehuda holds, Ha'ama yesh lem kapar b'sar mishtalech, that the Kohanim also have a kapar with the sar mishtalech. So the Gemara is saying, if our Mishnah were going according to Rabbi Yehuda, then the Kohen Gadol should have mentioned Kohanim also. Abai Omar, a field time Rabbi Yehuda. We could even say it's going according to Rabbi Yehuda. Or to Kohanim, la b'chlal, Yisrael ninu, aren't Kohanim included with Klal Yisrael? And certainly, when he mentioned Klal Yisrael, he meant the Kohanim. And the Aruch Hama says, what's even the Havamina? We know Kohanim are part of Klal Yisrael. Why would we think differently? So the Aruch Hama explains, since the power was only brought for the Kohanim, so we see that in Yom Kippur there's a distinction between the Kohanim and the rest of Klal Yisrael. One would believe that we want to include the Kohanim with the rest of Klal Yisrael. It should be said explicitly. It says the Gemara, it's not necessary. Masrul Misha Malichai, and then we said that was given over to the messenger who would actually carry it out to the mountain. Tanur Rabbanan. The Pasuk says, Ish, the person that should carry it out, Ish iti, b'shilach b'yad ish iti hamidbara, ish lahachshas azar. Even a non-Kohen could be this messenger. Iti, The word iti means shem zumen, that he had to be designated from before Yom Kippur. Iti vafil b'Shabbos, even on Shabbos. The Gemara will explain this. Iti vafil b'tuma, and the Gemara will explain that too. Says the Gemara, ish lahachshis azor. The ish comes to teach us that a zor, non-kohen, could do it. Ask my pshita, why not? Answer my matatem kaparu ksiba. The Torah uses the word kaparu regarding the sol azazel. And we would believe that only kahanim could affect kapara, kamash malon, that this avoida may be done by Yisrael. The Braisa taught us, iti bafil b'Shabbos, even on Shabbos. Lamai helchasa, what is the Braisa teaching us? What kind of aveira could there be that with carrying out the azazel that we need a pasuk to teach us that it's doicha Shabbos? Amr of Sheshis, if the animal was sick and couldn't walk, he could carry it even though it's Shabbos. Says the Gemara, Kaman, according to whom is this? The like Rav Nosson. It's not going according to Rav Nosson. The Rav Nosson, if we're going to remember what Rav Nosson taught us, Rav Nosson says, Homer, Chai Noises Atzmai, every live creature could carry itself. So according to Rav Nosson, an animal, one is never chayiv midiraisa for carrying. So I don't need a pasuk to teach us that the animal is allowed to be carried. Answers the Gemara, afilu tamar Rav Nosson, we could explain that it's even going according to Rav Nosson, choy l'shani. Rav Nosson agrees that if the animal is sick, then there is no concept of chay noises atzmai. Similar, that if a human being were tied up, and one carried such a human being, Rav Nosson would agree that there is no concept of Chai Nosson as Atzmai, and that's what the pasuk is teaching us, that in Shabbos, if the animal is sick, it may be carried. The Avni Nezer asks that we learned earlier in this perek that the animal used as the Sol Azazel may not be a Balmum. So if the animal is not a Balmum, how can we have a sick animal being used for the Sol Azazel? So Avni Nezer answers that we learned in the previous shir that the main mitzvah of the Sol Azazel is accomplished right after Hagrola. Although, as we learned and will learn, there is a lot more that should be done with the Sol Azazel. The mitzvah, the Iker mitzvah, was accomplished after Hagrola. So if the animal only got sick after the Hagrola, it would be no issue because the main mitzvah has been accomplished and it may be a sick animal. The Rashi points out that the Gemara only refers to the issue of carrying. The Gemara doesn't refer to the issue of tchum, that they had to carry the animal from the Beis HaMikdash to the mountain. So the Rishonim say the reason the Gemara doesn't speak about tchum, tchum is only osu midrabon. But ask the Noida Behuda and the Shagas Aryeh that the halach, we learned that the Rambam says that even though tchumim is midrabonon, carrying past 12 mil, walking, tchum is not carrying, tchum is walking, going past 12 mil is midaraisa. And as we would learn in the next shir, the distance from the Beis HaMikdash to the mountain was more than 12 mil. So that's the Raisa. So the Shagas Aryeh, the Noida Behuda, say that Al Gemara is going contra Behuda, who we will learn in the next year, holds there was only 10 mil from the Beis HaMikdash to the mountain, so it's not an issue of Tchum de Raisa. The Meretz Chayis gives a different answer. He says, we really don't need a pasuk to tell us that the avoid of Yom Kippur supersedes Tchumim, because we have a rule, essay doich a loisa say. A mitzvah say supersedes a loisa say. That's why tchum is not an issue. Only carrying, which is a loisa say, that if one violates that loisa say, he's chayiv misa. By a loisa say that there's a chayiv misa for, we don't say essay doich a loisa say. That's why for carrying, we need a pasuk to say that it may be done in Shabbos. For tchum, I don't need a pasuk. Amar Rafram, says Rafram, based on the Gemara that we just learned, Zoyis Ameris, Erev Oitzol Shabbos. From here we see that's also the carry on Shabbos. And Erev, Rashi explains, refers to Erev Chatzeris, that the halacha, as we learned from Masechta Erevin, is that if one wants to carry from his own private house to a common private area, carrying from apartments to the foyer in a house, one needs to have Erev Chatzeris, and that is based on the Isser Haitzah, is only an Isser on Shabbos, then Erev Haitzah Yom Kippurim, but it's not on Yom Kippur. What's the proof? Explains Rashi. Because the Braisa taught us that I need a Pasuk to teach us that on Yom Kippur, they were allowed to carry the Azazel when it's on Shabbos. Why don't we need a Pasuk that it's allowed to be carried on Yom Kippur? It's a proof that on Yom Kippur there is no Isser to carry. However, Tosfos immediately points out that although Rafrim tells us that the halacha is that one may carry in Yom Kippur, the Gemara Masechta Krisus teaches us that we don't hold like Rafrim, and the halacha is even Yom Kippur one may not carry. But as we explained a moment ago, the Isser of carrying on Shabbos is a more severe Isser than on Yom Kippur, and that's why there's a pasuk that needs to teach us that even on Shabbos, the Sar Lazazel may be carried out. For Yom Kippur, I would understand it without a pasuk, but certainly the Gemara in Krisus tells us, reminds us, Tosfos, that on Yom Kippur, one may not carry either. The Braisa continued saying, Iti Vafil Betuma, that even if the person is Tomei, he should carry it. L'may hilchus. So what does that teach us? Amra Sheshes, Rav Sheshes teaches us, Loima Shemnitma Mishalchoi, that if the person who was designated to carry out the Sol Azazel becomes Tomei, Nichnas Tomei Lazari can come into the Azara in a state of Tuma, Umishalchoi to carry out the Sol Azazel. Ask the Brisker Rav. We learned at the beginning of our Masechta that the Kohen Gadol was designated before Yom Kippur. Even though he was designated before Yom Kippur to be the Kohen Gadol to do the Avoid of Yom Kippur, if he comes Tameh, we don't allow him to do the Avoid. We have to designate someone else. And even if it means using somebody who wasn't the backup Kohen Gadol, if it means taking a Kohen Gadol, a Kohen who was never even designated. Why? Because you're not allowed to do the Avoid of Betoma. Ask the Brisker Rav. Yes, there is a din that the person carrying out the Sol HaZazel should be a person who was designated before Yom Kippur. But why does that supersede the Isser of going into the Beis HaMikdash Betumah, to the Azara Betumah? Let's take somebody else who wasn't designated. Answers the Brisker Rav, there's a difference. The person who's going into the Azara to get the Sol HaZazel is only doing one Avera. That is a person who's Tameh entering the Azara. The pasuk teaches us that the designated person should be used even though he's tamei. The kohen who would do the avodah when he's tamei would be doing two isurim. Number one, that he would be entering the azar in the base of Mikdash Betumah, and number two is that he's doing an avodah when he's tamei. That doesn't have the ability, that we cannot allow to happen. The Gemara begins with a discussion with Rabbi Elazar. Sholos Rabbi Elazar, Cholo Mash Yakveo Ksefei. If the Sol HaZazel becomes sick, may he be carried. Omelhem, Yochel Hu Lahakva Nivatem. He could carry you and me, Rabbi Elazar answered. So the way Rashi explains the Gemara is, as the Gemara will tell us soon, Rabbi Elazar never wanted to mention anything that he didn't hear from his Rebbe, and since he never heard from his Rebbe explicitly what the halach would be, he avoided the question. The Mashal says he was really answering the question, but he didn't want to answer the question explicitly because he never heard from his Rebbe the answer explicitly. So what he was trying to say was that he could, that this animal could carry you and me, meaning that it's not considered carrying when the animal is healthy. But if he's not healthy, we're not allowed to carry it. We're not allowed to carry it. But he didn't want to say it explicitly. Other Rishonim have an entirely different approach to this Gemara. And their approach is that he didn't want to answer this question because he never wanted to answer a question that really wasn't relevant. And what he was saying to them was, the animal we know, as we explained before, that was used for the Sol HaZazel was not allowed to be a Balmum. So that the animal should get sick just on Yom Kippur that shouldn't be able to walk out is highly unlikely. Don't ask me questions that don't have a real purpose. And they asked another question. Chola Mishalchoy, if the person who was supposed to carry out got sick, Mashi Shulchan B'Yarecher, may someone else carry it out? Omlehem, so he responded, Ahei B'Shalom Anivata, you and I should be in peace. Again, Rashi says he doesn't want to answer explicitly because he never heard an answer from his Rebbe. Masha explains that he was trying to say that someone else can be appointed, but that person has to be appointed by the Kohen, not by the Shliach himself. And again, the other Mahalch is that he didn't want to answer because it was highly unlikely and unlikely that would happen. So why are you asking such questions? Dachva v'leimeis. Again, they asked him if they threw the Saul HaZazel down the mountain and it didn't die. Mao shiyer akhavi m'sana. Must he go down to kill it? Amlam ken yoyv dekalivecha Hashem. So should all enemies of Hashem be destroyed. Again, not answering explicitly, but the Mashal saying, of course he has to go down and kill it, because Ken Yev the Kol Evech Hashem, the enemies of Hashem, which are represented by the Sar LaZazel, must be destroyed. The Averis must be gotten rid of. Again, the other Mahalach is, this is a question he was saying that isn't relevant. The Sar LaZazel could have never survived. According to the way the Mashal explains the Gemara, the Chacham disagreed with Rebbe Lezer. Rebbe Lezer said that the animal may not be carried. The Chacham holds if the animal gets sick, it should be carried. Rebbe Lezer says that the Shliach cannot appoint another Shliach. The Chacham holds the Shliach can appoint another Shliach. Rebbe Lezer held that if the animal died, it remains, what do you call it, it should remain dead, and he held Yer Acher V'Yemisen. Now they asked him, Sholos Rebbe Lezer, they asked Rebbe Lezer, Ploini Mao Lo'ilam Haba, what is the status of so-and-so regarding Olam Haba? Omlem Lashatane Ala Ploini, why are you asking me only about this person, not about another person? So some Rishonim explained the Gemara this way. They asked him about the status of a person, individual, who they had concerns if that individual was worthy of Olam Haba. He answered to them, before you ask me about this person, if he's worthy of Olam Haba, why don't you ask me about the other person, who you're not asking me about because you're sure he's going to get Olam Haba. Let's not be so quick to be sure about anybody getting Olam Haba. Even the person we think is getting Olam Haba, we really don't know what that person is all about. Along the same lines, other Rishonim explain that he was telling them it's not appropriate for us to spend our time analyzing the status of people if they are or are not worthy of Olam Haba. But another pshat given to this Gemara is that they were asking him about Shlomo HaMelech. That the Pasuk says, as Rashi teaches us, that when Shlomo HaMelech got older, his wives influenced him negatively. And the question they asked him was, what is the status of Shlomo HaMelech regarding Olam Haba? And he answered them, why are you asking me about Shlomo? Perhaps you want to ask me about Avshalom, because Avshalom had relations with the Pelegish, with the Palakshim of David. And the question was, were those Palakshim considered full-fledged wives of David HaMelech, and therefore Avshalom did the Aveira of living with a nation's Ish, or they not considered David's wives, and he did not do that Aveira? They asked him another question. Ma lahatzel roya kifsim minari. Can a shepherd save a lamb from the lion? Omlem lo shaltani ala kifsa. Why are you asking about the lamb? Ma lahatzel roya minari. Why don't you ask me about the shepherd himself? Omlem. So he said to them, lo shaltani ala roya. You're only asking about the shepherd. And again, Rashi's saying he's trying to avoid the question. All the pshat that Rashi says is that first they asked him about Bathsheba, that the Gemara says that Kol Hayotzei L'Melechemes Beis David whoever went out to Melchama in the time of David HaMelech, Kosev Getlish, they wrote a divorce for his wife, and therefore Bathsheba was not considered married to David, and if she wasn't considered married to David, David did married to Uriah. So therefore when David had relations with her, he didn't do anything wrong, or she considered still married to Uriah, and therefore you should have prevented that act of adultery. And he responded, we should also ask about Uriah, that David HaMelech sent out Uriah to be killed, and the question was he deserving of death because he called Yoav, the general, in the presence of David, Adoni Yoav, is that considered married b'malchus or not? The Meiri explains that the question and answer here was regarding Shabbos, that the halach is on Shabbos, sometimes we're allowed to be mechal Shabbos or not. So they asked him, if we see our money, if we see our kifsa, our lambs being attacked, may we save them? And he responded, just to save one's money, one's property, you may not be mechal Shabbos, but if it's a question of human life, of the roya, of the shepherd, then human life, to save human life, one may be mechal Shabbos. Then they asked the mamzer ma'al yerush, what is the halacha of a mamzer, does he inherit his father? So he answered, ma'al yabin. Again, Rashi's pshat is that he was avoiding the question. Others say, they were saying, just like it's certain that a mamzer has to perform yibum on his brother's wife, were his brother to pass away without children, so too the mamzer certainly inherits his father. Then they asked the ma'al loss of the space, is there a prohibition to plaster one's house, the plaster that they had, which is a very high quality, zeich l'chorben? And he responded, ma'al l'sud kevroi, the same shaila is, do we plaster a grave, that the issue of plastering graves is because to avoid tumah, now that we don't have a base of migdash, so we may not have to plaster graves. Leibniz Shligim Devarim says the Gemara, not that he want to change the subject, avoid them. He never said anything they didn't hear from his Rebbe. Ask the Sfasemis, that we find many times in Shas Rebbe Lezer saying things. So how does that be? We just learned that he never said anything that he didn't hear from his Rebbe. So the Sfasemis answers that he didn't say anything that he didn't hear from his Rebbe as long as his Rebbe was alive. And when these conversations that we just learned took place, his Rebbe was still alive. However, after his Rebbe passed away, he certainly did say his own Torah. The Rishonim ask that the Gemara says in Masechet Brachos that I'm a dovish l'shama mipi rabbi. If somebody says something they didn't hear from his Rebbe, garim l'shchinah shetastalk miYisrael, he caused the shchinah to leave Klal Yisrael. So what's so different about Rebbe Lezer? So he says, the Sfasema says, there's a difference where it's a svara or it's something that is a din. A svara, a concept, a logical concept, one could say even if he didn't hear it from his Rebbe. However, when we're speaking about dinim, halach lemaisa, one should follow the mesaira that he has from his Rebbein.